Hello.
Hi, is this Reggie?
Yes.
Hi, Reggie. I got your
Samantha?
number. That is correct. I got your number from Martin. I wanted to
Oh,
welcome
very
you
good.
guys on board. How are you doing today?
Good. Very
Good to
good.
hear that. All right, so
So
I
I'm
want.
kind of talking from I'm talking from I'm talking from Martin because he has like a hearing piece and goes through some type of other mechanism that's hooked up to his phone. So I'll be talking to you and Martin and Skip over here at the same time in case you hear different voices, okay?
Perfect. All right. That's not a problem. Thank you so much for doing this, Reggie. Okay, so I have a couple of questions to ask before I move on to the process and have you guys logged into the portal. So the first question that I have for you guys is, what exactly is the book about, and how did you end up writing the book?
Okay, the name of, excuse
Okay,
me.
this is Martin's going to be talking to you right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the name of the book is Bowie. Bowie, Bowie, 100 Years After the Fire. And Bowie was a lumber mill, lumber company, and they had four mills in the general area of Raceland, Louisiana. And they were 1 mile from Raceland, Louisiana, and it was called Bowie, Louisiana. And it was a big mill. They were one of the top 10 mills in the world.
Okay.
And they were called Bowie. Then 10 miles up the road, they had another mill, which was known as the Zalman Lumber and Shingle Company. Approximately 8 miles east, southeast, I mean southeast of them was Ludovine Lumber Mill at Lockport. And then on the Mississippi River was St. James Lumber Company, I'm sorry, St. James, Bowie Lumber Company, St. James. And they were all part of the Bowie Lumber Company umbrella. On May 24th, 1917, fire broke out at Bowie, and it encompassed the entire mill, and it burnt to the ground. And then within hours, the Zalman Lumber and Shingle Mill went into operation, and all of that lumber was moved to the Zalman Mill, and they were able to continue grinding. But this is the story of the Bowie Lumber Company and the Bowie Mills in Lafourche Parish.
Tell them about how big it was. I mean, the town, the Red Cypress King, used on battleships.
I don't know how much detail do you want right now?
Well, I just need a brief synopsis, but this sounds very much fascinating. So go ahead, I'm listening.
All right. Go ahead. Continue with the way you're doing it.
They encompassed. Usually, they had about 1,500 men employed back in 1917. They started out at about 1,000 in 1895 when they first opened the mill at Bowie. And it's a history book, but it reads like a story.
Okay.
And we talk about the employees that worked there, and I have some small little biographies about some of the people that was there. I name as many as we could find. I probably have about three or four pages of names in two columns.
Okay.
We talk about where people coming from out of state, out of the country, that came to work at Bowie. And we talk about all of the mills themselves. I mean, it was a big town. 1,500 people in 1917, all in one place. That was
Wow.
remarkable.
Yes.
Similar to an old West town, you might say.
Yeah. And the whole town, that's only a point I'd like to make, is that the whole town in the mill is completely gone. It's just grown up in vegetation now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
okay.
If you come down to Louisiana, I can take you, but you'll need boots.
Right, okay. Okay, I have a quick question for you guys. What is the genre of the book? I believe it's a historical nonfiction book.
Yeah, it'll be historical nonfiction.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and how did you end up writing the book? What's the vision behind writing the book? What are you planning to achieve?
Okay, I don't know how y'all relate to cookbook publishers. Do y'all, is there a connection between y'all and cookbook publishers?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Cookbook publishers?
They were from Lenexa, Kansas. And
okay.
Publishing company.
Okay.
They used to, at first, they used to print just cookbooks. But
mm-hmm.
I published three books with cookbook publishers from Lenexa, Kansas.
All right.
And I was very satisfied. I had to go with Spiral Bound. But I was very, very happy with cookbook publishers, but they just couldn't give me the things I wanted. I wanted either paperback or hard.
What did you teach, Marty?
I taught Louisiana history.
There you go.
Okay.
That's what she'd want to know.
I taught Louisiana history, and I was interested in our local history. I live in Graceland, Louisiana, and so do about four authors. And so I wrote three books about
mm-hmm.
Bowie, the town of Bowie in Raceland. And I had met this woman and her husband, and they had lived in Bowie. And every time I'd go, she would cry her eyes out. And she wasn't crying of sadness. She
mm-hmm.
was crying of joy
mm-hmm.
because somebody was finally coming to remember their town.
Absolutely.
Which is Bowie, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "We will help you, but you got to make me a promise." I said, "Sure. What promise you want me to make?" She said, "I want you to never let anybody forget Bowie, Louisiana." And I never
mm-hmm.
did break that promise. Like I said, I wrote three books with Bowie, Louisiana in it. And this book, which is all about Bowie, Louisiana, with a lot of pictures,
mm-hmm.
will be my last book on Bowie.
That is remarkable. Outstanding. I mean, you've kept that promise for how long? I mean, when did this incident take place? And when did you decide to write a three-book series, a trilogy on this place and this historical, entire scenario? When exactly did you initiate with it?
I started writing about Bowie and Raceland together. And the trilogy was done by cookbook publishers, and it was mostly about Raceland where I lived. But there was a chapter about Bowie because of this woman and her husband that had given me so much help and pictures and what have you.
So you have a time, like a year when you're
we started in the early 1970s, and we wrote the first book through the Raceland JCs who paid for it.
Wow.
And we published the first book in 1981. We were trying to get it for 1976
mm-hmm.
To commemorate 1776.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't make that one either.
Okay, all right. One important question here, Martin. Have you copyrighted all of these manuscripts under your name?
They were what you call self-copyrighted.
Self-copyrighted. Okay.
You put the D and you put your name.
Okay. I'm going to be very honest with you. There's no such thing as self-copywriting. I'm trying to understand whether you registered yourself the intellectual property with USPTO, that is United States Patent and Trademark Office, because this is huge and this should be under your name.
Yeah, well, it was under my name. It was under, I think it was under Busy Bee Books.
it wasn't copyrighted.
It wasn't copyrighted.
Yeah, we need to get it in the Library of Congress.
So anybody can take this book right now and
print it
under somebody else's name and get all the money for it.
Mm-hmm. See, there are a lot of
another book.
Okay.
No. I was just going to say that it is very important to copyright the intellectual property in order to avoid any false claims, lawsuits, any kind of issues with your manuscript, because there are a lot of scammers and, you know, people out there who just like to steal somebody else's work. And this, what you're really doing, it's really important. So that's why I asked you about it. All right, this is something for later. I have another question for you right now. What is the deadline or estimated time frame for this project completion? Do you have any release date of the book?
I don't think you have. I think Haley said it was a deadline, I think, of May 4th.
I got to get the manuscript
to
them
May 4th. To Haley or to whoever.
I'm sorry, yeah, I did not get that. May 4th, is that the date you're planning to release the book?
No. No, that's, we haven't even sent anything to Haley yet.
Exactly.
So
I was almost getting a heart attack here because we need time to work on the manuscript, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh my God, coming up.
All right.
What do y'all suggest?
Okay, so let me give you a rough time frame or a rough estimate, so you can just keep that in mind. The tentative timeline for a book which is 100 to 150 pages, it takes about 2 to 3 months depending on the number of revisions. Now, this brings me to the next most important question. As the current standing of the manuscript, what do you think it lacks?
What's the left?
What was the last part you said?
Okay, I'm saying, what do you feel is lacking in the manuscript? What do you feel is missing in the manuscript?
Okay, what else do you have to do to the manuscript?
I just got to make sure that everything is in there, and you know.
And they're going to help you with the editing and
correction. I was gonna tell Haley when we started talking, but she's like some of the places that we have down here. You know, they talk too fast.
Right.
Yeah, you have to talk slow because of his hearing. Okay.
Okay.
But,
I apologize.
I plan to get it up quicker than May 4th.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. And let me explain to you the process now, okay? Now, once you sign up on the portal, if you guys are sitting in front of your system right now, I have sent an invitation on the email address, which is busyb11403@gmail.com. So you got to go to the inbox of this particular email address and find an email from Creative Design Agency. That's the name of the online portal.
Okay, let's see. We have three of them here. You had just been added to Brian, and then is it the last one at 223? Is that it? Teamwork,
Brian.
It
should
Brian
be the Williams, first one.
Reply to your message.
It should be the first one. In order to get you into the portal, you have to go to the first email, which says click here to get started.
Yeah. Right, let's get started. There it is. Okay.
Okay, once you click on that, it's going to ask you to set up your password. So you got to do that.
All right, so it's got his name in it, and it just has create a password, but you got to get that out. You didn't create anything yet, did you? No. Okay.
No.
All right.
You do that now.
Cool.
All of them.
Hate this. No, wait a minute. He has to create his own password, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. There's a password. That's just an example. What's this APX7ZK? S6G4CNEN is a, that might be just an example. I'm not sure what that is. Your password will be saved.
Microsoft generated this phone.
Oh, okay. They just generated it. You want to do your own.
Simple password.
Do your own.
Make sure you got a number.
You should do your own password. And just a heads up, pin this tab or bookmark it on your browser so you don't have to continuously go looking for it.
You got to get rid of that little. All right. So you go ahead. We don't want to have access to that. It's yours.
Okay, Reggie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. He's working on something. He's working on the password right now.
Okay, perfect. After you set up the password, there are two check boxes at the bottom of it. The first one says that you are allowing Teamwork to send you news about their new products or something like that. Do not checkmark that. Checkmark the second one, which says that we will be storing your information. Okay?
All right. All right.
Once Martin is done with that, let me know. I will walk you through the next steps.
Okay. What's you writing, Martin? My goodness.
A book. I'm over here biting on the pen.
Just password.
What MOU on the shoe? You can?
That was the canal behind the
house. Oh, John, he's writing a French password. Okay, here we go.
Okay, by the way, guys, just a heads up. I'm not supposed to know the password.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right.
Don't tell her that even if she knew it, she couldn't pronounce it.
Okay, yeah, right, because it's French. So
right.
Yeah, I know it anyway.
Okay, perfect.
All right, he's doing it.
Ain't nobody gonna hack that.
Or is it gonna ask to confirm it? Let's see. All right, by signing up, you just click the second one. Don't click the first one, she said. No, just the second one. Okay, finish sign up.
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
Okay, well, I was telling Martin.
Okay.
No tasks have been found. Click OK, add a task.
Okay, are
so
you
that's
in?
What we are right now.
No. Let me walk you through that, okay? I'm going to keep it very simple. You need to find the messages section. It should be somewhere on top where you can see your name listed, and there are options like list, board, table, dashboard. You should find an option for messages over there.
There.
Go to that.
Okay. Messages, right?
Okay, once you click on messages,
okay.
There will be a thread created by Brian Williams. He is one of the account managers on the project, and you need to click on welcome on board. You need to click on that.
Okay, there you go. All right, we got that?
Yeah, perfect. This is basically the corresponding thread where you and I will be communicating, okay? Now, there are two messages sent from Brian. The first one has two brief forms attached with it. One of them is for the book cover, and the second one is for the book editing form. And the second message has the paid invoice attached to that. So all you got to do is download all three files, okay? Now, there are two ways you can download it. Just above the attachment, it says download all. I'm talking about the first two attachments. That's the questionnaires or the brief forms. So you can download it from there, or there are three dots on the files. Once you click on that, you will get an option to download. You with me?
So download what? You want to download these two files from Brian?
Yes.
The book cover and the book editing?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay,
download
so if
that.
I just hit download all, I just hit download all?
Yes, go ahead.
Is that what you want me to do?
Yes.
Okay, hit download all.
Maybe a little bit happy.
Did you Did you click it?
It should be coming through here.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I see it. Here,
okay. Now it's going to be downloaded into your computer or laptop, whatever device you're using. All you got to do is fill them out, and let me walk you through the option as to how you can re-upload them. Go back to the same page, you know, where the files were sent to you, and below Brian's last message, there will be an option to add reply. Can you find that option for me, please?
The download link.
What? No. We got to go down here, right?
Wait, did they download?
Let's see. We have a file here that you want us to get out of that download file? We're not even quite sure if it downloaded or not.
The files must have downloaded already. I need you to go back to that messages page. You know where Brian sent you guys two messages?
All right. Let's go down. Let's scroll up. Scroll up.
Find the option.
Okay, now we scroll
to
down.
Add reply. Yes.
Add reply.
Click on that, please.
Okay, wait. Okay, we clicked on it.
Okay, now once you click on that, it's going to give
you... Just type your message here?
Yes, it gives you a Dropbox to type your message. So whenever you want to provide your feedback, this is what you need to do. You type your message here, and right below the option where it says who should be notified under that Dropbox, there is another option to attach a file. Can you see that option? Attach a file.
It says who should be notified.
Yeah, below that.
Cool. Yeah, right, right, we see it.
Okay, you click on attach a file, and you go to add files.
First of all, is he supposed to type a message right now?
Okay, well, it says type your message here. There's nothing you want to type there, right? It's just for the future?
Yes, it is for the future. Once I let you guys go, you can submit your manuscript through this option. So I'm just walking you through to the attach a file option so you can do this on your own later on.
Okay, very good. All right.
Okay.
Go back up again?
Yeah, all the way to the bottom.
Okay.
All the way to
okay.
The bottom. To the bottom. Okay.
All right. So we got.
You got to put in. What does it say?
It says attach a file. So we're just. You're going to use this for the future, right?
Yes. Yeah, just showing us
what to do.
Yes. That is
so you
correct.
Want us to click attach a file?
Yes.
Okay,
click on attach a file.
Attach a file.
And then click on add files. It's going to redirect you to your computer. That way, you can select the forms that I made you download. Of course, you have to fill them out, save them on your computer, and then you can later on select them through this option along with the manuscript. Once you select all these files and type a message, you can type anything you like. Remember that without a message, the file will not get posted here. So you need to type in something. You can say something like, Samantha, here are the files that you requested, or whatever you feel like saying, okay? You can just simply say hello and send me the files.
All right.
Okay? So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
You got that, huh?
And
don't do that. Go up and down and say yes.
Right. Okay.
Right.
There are no, it just.
So, which files do you want us to download right now, friend?
Okay, I would like you to download all three of them, the invoices for your record, and the two other files that I made you guys download, that needs to be answered to, okay?
So,
it has a couple of questions. You need to fill out all those. I'm sorry, you got cut off. Go ahead.
All right, what you just made us, what we just went into, we're looking at a bunch of things here. But when we clicked add file, so you want us to get out of that right now and go back?
Yeah, of course. You can get out of that. I was just showing you the directions as to how you can upload a file here, you know, for future.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And now the three things that I need from you guys are the two brief forms that you can fill out later on after we hang up, and the manuscript. So you need to upload all these three things onto this portal by the option that I just showed you. Are you with me?
Samantha.
All right, you want to wait. Marty wants to talk right now, okay?
Okay.
Samantha, I thought, okay.
Can I just, I have my manuscript all set up, ready to go. Can I just send you the whole manuscript?
Yes, please. Go ahead and send it to me now. That way I can confirm.
Oh, I'm not going to send it today, but it's set up already. I just have to go back and...
But you have that in a file, right?
Yeah, I have it in a file.
So what we just went to, add files, you just attach a file. You attach that file to this and send it to them.
Okay.
This is like Dropbox.
Yeah, this is...
Okay, so what you wanted us to download something else? What was it?
The brief form. Yes, you must have already downloaded those two documents. Look into your download section, and you're gonna find them there.
Where's your downloads at? I'm not familiar with.
Because you're out.
Yeah.
Try. I don't know.
Stuff where go to files.
There they are.
There they are. Okay. Book editing and book cover, and there's your invoice right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just fill them out.
All right, so they're there.
Yeah, just fill them out later on and send them to me later. Right now, try sending me the manuscript.
I'm not ready to send the manuscript.
Okay, he doesn't have it together right now to send to you, so he'll send it to you later.
Okay, that is completely fine with me. Since Martin mentioned that he has the manuscript ready and set up, so that's the reason why I wanted to do, like a test sort of a thing, make sure that you guys are able to send me things. That's it. All right, so let me explain to you the process. Once you guys get me the three files that I've requested, an editing team will be assigned to the project, and they will be reviewing the book thoroughly, and within 7 to 8 working days, they will provide us an evaluation report. You with me?
Sort of. Yeah, because the three of us are here together at Marty's house, and as soon as we finish, we all have to go our own ways,
okay?
Doing different things.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're going to have to come back together again, I guess, and try to help Marty send the manuscript to you. So at that time, we may be calling you again to go through the process, because it may be a couple of weeks from a month from now,
mm-hmm.
and we may not remember all this. So,
okay. Okay, how about, Reggie, yeah. I have a suggestion. How about if you both, the two of you, apart from Martin, I know you, I'm not sure about the third person, how about you two provide me your email addresses, I can add you onto the portal. That way, all of you will be connected on the same portal.
Right, that'd be good.
Okay.
Very good.
So you can send me the email addresses on this very same portal, through the add reply option that I just showed you. And I'm going to add the two of you there. So as I was explaining the process will be broken down into three simple phases. Phase one is the evaluation of the entire manuscript. So as soon as you submit the manuscript, an entire team will be sitting on it to evaluate the strengths, the weaknesses, along with the recommendations as to how we can improve the manuscript. Okay, that is phase one. Once the evaluation report is ready, it's going to be presented to you guys, and you decide whether or not you agree with the recommendations provided by the team. For example, if there were 10 recommendations provided by the team, and you guys mutually agree on, let's say, 3 of them, so you just let me know that, Samantha, out of the 10, we like the 3 recommendations, and we would like to implement them on the book or on the manuscript that we currently have. Well, I don't have it right now, but you're going to send that to me later. You with me?
Okay. Well, first of all, before we get too far, let's send out emails to you.
Yes.
And, but okay, I'm file that has the book editing and book cover.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get back to? Does it say I want to? Send your email address and my email to it. We have to put that message thing, right?
Yes, you add it to that message thing that I just showed you on the portal on Creative Design Agency. Just type in your email addresses there and post your reply, and I'm going to receive the emails. As for the brief forms, the book cover brief form and the book editing brief form, it's a Word file that has been downloaded in your computer. So all you got to do is open those files.
Wait a minute. Right now I'm getting ready to send you a message to send you my email address and Skip's email.
Okay, perfect.
So right now I'll post the message, subject line. Okay, I'll just go back to the message. Okay, put here, send email addresses.
Yes. Did you go into the welcome on board thread and then add reply, or are you adding a new message in the messages section?
What? I'm sorry. I was trying to type.
Okay. Go ahead. Send it to me.
I'm by sending email addresses.
Okay.
You want me to type it? While he's doing that, Samantha.
All right, now, okay, I got sending email address. So now who should be notified?
It's going to be Brian and me, Samantha.
All right, so let's see. People, teams, I have to go to team because it's got Daniel, Manager Publications, Michael Johnson, Quality Assurance, Penguin Books.
Yes, go to the Penguin Books section, and you're going to find Brian and myself there. So just tick mark the two of us.
Yeah, click that. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who should be notified, and I have under there it says Penguin Book Writers.
Okay, that is good
is
to
that
go.
You guys? I have to...
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Now, go ahead and post your reply.
You click.
You said that was enough? Penguin Book Writers, that's enough?
Yeah, that's good
to
go.
Add more.
No, that's completely fine.
All right.
Okay, just a heads up, guys, even if you do not select anyone in the section where it says who should be notified, we will either ways get the files or the message. So don't worry too much about the section. Let's keep it simple.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Where did we type the message at?
Post message.
I didn't type it yet. I don't want to post it yet. Is this it right here? Let's see.
Get back where you started.
All right, so now I have that. I said, who should be notified? And I have Penguin Book Writers. And now where do I type the message? I can't see a place, category.
Okay, I don't think you are at the right place. You just copy the email addresses, go to the messages section again, and then click on Welcome on Board. Do not go to Add a Message section. That will create a new thread. We need to keep the same thread. So go back to Messages and click on Welcome on Board.
I got to get off this. I can't. Yeah. Oh, you should be there. Okay. So now I go to
Messages.
Welcome on board. All right.
Yes. Click on Welcome on Board.
Message. Nope.
Once you click on Welcome on Board, go right to the bottom. There's an option to add reply. This is the only option that you need to use in the entire portal. That's it.
possible time.
All right, so we have to remember we have to go to that
first.
Okay, so now who should be notified? So Samantha, there you are.
And Brian.
And Brian. So do I have to click on those two? Are they already in there, so I don't have to do anything?
No, no, you don't have to do anything. Right. It's automatically there.
All right.
Okay, now do we type the message?
Correct.
Type your message here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Put my address, email address?
Yes.
Oh, man, why are you telling me that? Pull.
I said, welcome. Samantha, while he's typing, I'll put in an email for a new account and account for the project.
I'm sorry, Martin, you're cutting off. Can you repeat that?
What did she say?
Talk to her, repeat what you said.
I said that I put in a new password for an account. Is that the account for the project?
Yes, it's the account for the project, and this is a temporary account on our portal just to make sure that everybody is on the same page, right? You don't have to send separate emails to every individual in the team, as you know that you'll be working with the team. And even on your side, there are three people who are coordinating on this project, so it's much better this way.
Okay. You got to take it easy with us because we're the welfare crew.
All right. So here we go. We got two email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
And you got SAIP-FLSE@launch.com.
Okay. All right. Then post your reply.
Now we go to public. Okay. Hopefully you'll be getting it. You still there?
Yes, I'm here. Is
okay,
it sent? Okay,
yep.
Perfect. I got it. Thank you so much. So this is the only option, guys, that you'll be using, okay? We won't complicate anything. You don't need to go to any other options. This is the only page, and add reply is the only option that you'll be using, okay?
Very good.
Okay, perfect. Reggie, are you there?
No.
I'm here.
Okay, Reggie, I'm going to add these two emails in the project. So just like how Martin got an invitation, similarly, these two email addresses, they will be in an invitation sent from the Creative Design Agency portal. You know what to do, right? Exactly the same as what we had done in Martin's scenario, okay?
Okay, if I have some questions, I'll ask Martin.
Go ahead. No, go ahead and ask me the questions.
Go ahead.
Is Brian in charge of recovering?
Brian is basically the account manager who will be responsible for day-to-day tasks and activities. For example, if you're getting a delivery from the team, and he will be there to ensure that you're getting everything on time, he will be ensuring the quality. I'm responsible for the bigger picture, the entire project. So if there are any concerns, if we are transitioning into a new phase, that's where I come in.
Okay. So when Martin has manuscript all made sure that the little
changes that he wanted to make. And he sends you the whole manuscript. Will the cover at the back be part of that manuscript, or does he have to send that as a separate folder?
It should be a separate folder, because let me give you a reason why. When we are publishing this on any online publishing platforms, the cover is always submitted as a separate file, and the inner pages go in a Word document. So it has to be two separate files.
That's what I thought, that the artwork for the cover was different.
Right, so they have to send that to, like, Amazon.
Right.
Right.
Well, we could send that.
Well, if you want to, he does have that done. And
you have Don to send it?
Yeah, it's 3 o'clock. I got to leave here.
Okay. Okay, guys, if you have a book cover ready, you can submit that to us separately. I can get a second opinion on that. Okay.
That would at least give y'all something to start working on.
Exactly.
All right, so we go right here to, we can go to use the same thing. Go to add reply. Oh, no, no.
This is where he's going to have to really, that's what I was wondering. And maybe this could be a practice to send the cover and put it in the right folder.
So. Okay, now I'm going to send you the front cover.
Okay.
But it's not in the form that I want it in. Y'all going to have to help us with that.
Okay, that's not a problem. We'll help you in the cover adjustments. I would like to see the cover first, so I can ask my designing experts to review that and see what they make of it, and then we'll proceed from that.
How do I do that? Do I copy it or?
You got to get out of here. You got to go back to what we were doing before.
Messages section.
That's how you use that.
I don't think he's set up to do it. I think this has to be on a separate file. He's got all of the
this covers. Is.
Okay.
Guys, I'm losing you.
All right. Here we go.
We're ready to. He's going to try and send you the cover.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you there?
Talk me through it.
All right.
So now
we've got
to go back to
messages section, yes. Go to the messages section. Welcome on board.
Nope. Messages. Go to messages. Welcome on board.
And then add reply.
Scroll up. Oh.
All right.
Okay.
See right down there?
Add reply. Now you can put right there, sending cover.
Sending cover and title page.
Okay, is he queued up?
Hmm?
I don't think he's queued up. Yeah, he is right there. Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right, he's got his little message. Now, where does he attach his file?
Right there. Attach file.
Same
okay.
section, attach a file, and then add files.
So you have to,
okay.
Add file.
Add file, okay. Now you got to find it.
But this is the files that they have.
No, this is your
This
stuff.
Is your computer.
I got those files.
Yeah, that's correct. That's your computer, Martin.
Do you have a file just with all your boy stuff?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Is that it? No, that's Penguin.
Yeah, that's this book.
Yeah, I know, but we got to get...
No.
You got to get to your.
You got
to the file that has
you to attach what you were just looking at.
Your cover that you were just looking at. That's we got to find that file and send it to him.
I don't have that as a file.
No, I didn't think you did.
Oh, wait a while. Let's get out of this.
What's the problem, boys?
Well, we thought he had it in a separate file, but when we went to search the file, we couldn't find it. And when we found out from Martin, he didn't have it in a separate file.
I might
file.
Have it. Just wait.
Okay.
Right.
That's fine. Reggie, he can do this later on. That's not a problem, okay? I just wanted to do this over the phone just to make sure that he's doing it correctly. But you understand the process now, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hang on. Wait, he said he may have it.
Okay, perfect.
I'm
going to have to look for it. That's not what I want anyway.
It's okay, Martin. These are your files.
I got to look for a certain file.
Right. It's just going to be a file just with...
Yeah, but it's going to be in with other files.
You got to get out of it. Hey, Samantha, the problem is that
no, it's loading.
I'm trying to help him out, but I'm an Apple guy, and he's a Microsoft guy. So
okay.
I think we. Oh, you got stuff there. You don't need all that.
Okay, so what seems to be the
all right,
problem?
So he's
now?
Gonna have to file.
Yeah, we'll have to do it.
Yeah, he found his cover book, but it's in another file.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand this correctly. Is it in a different format? Are you not being able to attach the file? What's the issue?
Right. He found the file, but it has a lot of
Brian Williams to collaborate on. Oh, that's not.
It has. He thought he had a separate file just with the book cover.
I do. Mm-hmm. I just got to find it.
Okay, and he can't find it. He found it, but it was with a lot of other information about Bowie, not separate.
Okay.
So if he can't find that file, the book cover, he's going to have to create a separate file and then send it to you later.
Yeah, that's fine with me. That's not a problem. As I said, he can take all the time he needs, okay? It's nothing urgent.
Right.
Let me tell you what the problem is. When I worked with Cookbook Publishing, we didn't do it this way.
Okay.
I would put everything together and I'd send them the whole file in one lick. And then they would do what they had to do.
Well, you can do the same
this
with us.
This is all new.
Send me all the files. I will skim through them and I'll find the cover from there.
Okay, you want to send that one file that you found? Send that whole thing to them.
Okay.
Okay,
that's gonna have,
I will
like,
extract the book cover.
The whole book? I think that might be the whole book too, though. So,
that's completely fine.
What he has so far.
Yeah. Reggie, tell him to do it. I will extract the book cover from there. Okay?
All right.
Do you know what that file is called?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Reggie.
All right. Well, you got to get back to where
you were. You got to get back to... You got to
figure out
how to get to my email. That's what was wrong right now. How do I get to my account?
No, don't worry about your account. We got to get back to...
Oh, I can get back to that.
Well, that's what we need to get back to right now.
No.
The company we're dealing with right now.
Yeah. Let's go back to where we were talking with Samantha.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know how to get to it.
Well, you X'd out of it, so now we have to go back to your email. Samantha, how do we get on to his account? Okay.
Did you guys bookmark the tab? You know, once I had you open that, did you bookmark it? If not, go back to the email, and you should be able to redirect from that.
Okay. Just go back to where you were.
Okay, just
go back to the email.
Oh, okay.
There. Now, one of those were from them.
I think it was the first one.
This one?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we all be back to the email that says teamwork.
I downloaded the file already.
Back to the invoice.
Now this one.
So the message detail... The message detail says message welcome on board. Can we go to that?
Yeah, you can. There should be some link that you can click to open the portal in that particular email.
All right. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
He has an account now. He has an account now. He also has a password.
Mm-hmm.
How does he turn the computer and go to that account? Password.
Let me send you a link, okay? I'm emailing a link to his email address, and he needs to bookmark that on his browser. That's the reason why I said in the beginning that you need to bookmark or pin this tab so you don't get lost. So I'm sharing an email right now, and that will be with the link to the portal, okay?
Okay, now he has gotten back to...
No, I'm back to... Yeah, well, forward, but...
Hold me.
That was...
We got to go to bed.
Okay, guys, forget about everything else. I have sent a new email with the link intact. Just find that email.
Okay.
You got the email?
Hi, Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Computer, remember.
Post. Finish.
All right. Very good.
Wait, why is asking me to update the password?
No, just X out of it.
It only has El Cortez, I'm seeing.
No, it's get out of it.
X out.
Alright, so no, go messages. Welcome.
Are you good?
All the way.
We get that. Go all the way down.
All the way. Alright.
Add reply.
You're still trying to get me to reply to the email
Okay.
Nope.
I don't think so.
We got to go. Let me go back here. Welcome. Once I click welcome on board, then it Brian Williams comes up. Oh, then we go down to the bottom. Then it says apply.
Yes.
Is that where we're going to put it? Where?
Yes.
Click add reply.
Yes, that is correct. Add reply.
All right. Okay. So now I'm going to. It says sending cover and title page.
Mm-hmm.
Who is notified? It's Samantha and Brian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now it says attach file.
Oh wait, that's not right. That's in the cover and title page.
That's just the message.
get that.
Yeah, she knows that.
She knows that.
Okay.
Attach a file.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Now you got to find your file.
How do you look for the file?
I clicked attach file, but nothing happened. Oh, here you go.
Okay. You got to search. You got to have a title.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, find it.
Okay. There should be a.
You know what? We're up one step too much.
Go back. Get out of here. Just go back one step.
Yeah. And go back one step. I didn't
see next on it. Okay. And then does it go to you?
There we go.
Okay. Now, where does that file live?
Right where it's at.
How do you attach that?
Yeah, but you.
Is there any
problem? Okay. All right.
We're getting there.
Okay.
All right.
The book cover can't live there.
Well, then he opened it. Oh. He opened it and had the book cover. The
book cover can't live there.
Okay.
All right.
Did you attach the file to post the reply?
Well, I have a problem. He pulls the file up, but it's not giving you a place to say okay and attach it. So.
What do you mean by that? Did you click on attach a file?
Yeah.
We click on attach a file.
And then you need to go to add files. Click on add files, then it's going to give you the option to select a particular file from the window, from your system.
Okay. Now, do you know where it is in there?
Okay, now
hit open. Okay. Now it's right here.
All right.
See it right here?
It's only got 1%
right. Still loading.
Well, it's attaching. You attached the wrong file.
No, I didn't.
It says Penguin Files. That's not the name of the.
That's what I had put it
but
under.
But I think he put it under that name.
Ah.
That's why I had a hard time finding it.
Yeah.
He said, no, that's that company.
That's there. Okay. Well. I should have changed the title.
I put it on the desktop.
All right, so it's downloading right now, and it's like it's only like 9%, 10%.
Okay.
So it's probably a big
one. Yes. So tell once it's completed, file. You type a message, and you post your reply.
Okay, once it's completed,
you say.
What's going to come up after it says 100%? It's going to come up saying, because we have a message up there already saying sending cover and title page.
Okay.
And sending it to you and Bron.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're adding the file.
Mm-hmm. And then you just post your reply.
So what's going to happen? Just post a reply. That's all we have to do. Okay.
Okay.
Now the file name is Marty didn't put it on the buoy. Boy, he
mm-hmm.
put it on the Penguin Book Writers.
Okay.
Document. So you're going to see that file. It's not going to say anything about a boy.
I did that so I could recognize the name of the
nobody
of the
else is going to recognize it. Is
there? Nobody else can.
It's okay. It's okay.
That night it's.
I think we could make a movie about three odd couples here.
No,
three guys over here.
The,
yeah.
three amigos. It would be
you
better.
You sure can.
And Felix.
Yeah. We need to be sitting at a bar drinking while we're doing all this. Oh, that would be horrible.
Three amigos.
37%. You want to wait or you just want to just hit that?
Let's just see this through, and then I'm going to say my goodbyes, and I'm going to let you guys have a good weekend.
Very good. Right.
I hope we'll have a good
weekend. Well, yeah, I am. I don't know about you. You're not going to have a good weekend?
I don't know. I didn't get to sleep till 4 o'clock this morning.
I apologize for the confusion.
That's all right.
I wanted to add a couple of pictures. That's the problem.
Well, you should be able to add what you want to.
After you download
this suggestion, Martin.
Okay.
Yeah, just a suggestion, Martin.
Okay,
do not add any pictures here as of now. Since we'll be going through the editing process, pictures should be the last phase of it, okay? Once we format the book, that's the time we will incorporate the pictures. So you can share the pictures with me. Let me know where you want them, and we'll do that in the final phase. What do you think?
Okay. Sounds good to me. We had taken a picture with Skip and myself and the president of Bowie Lumber Company.
Yes.
And I'd like to make sure that that gets in the book.
Of course it will. You can just leave a note, send me the picture, and I'll make sure that it gets in the file. The reason why I would not recommend adding any pictures right now, it's because it's just going to make the file size more bigger, and it will be difficult to send and receive files. That's the reason why we want to just keep the content in the file as of now, you know, for the editing process, so it's easier for us to send and receive files. And then later on in the final phase, you know, once we are finalizing the entire manuscript, that's when we will incorporate the pictures, and I'll send you one final version for approval.
One more question. Nobody ever asked me how many pages this book has.
That's what I was.
Well, the reason why I did not ask you about the pages is because it depends on the trim size as well. So once you submit the manuscript to me, I'm going to evaluate that, look into the file that you're sending me the manuscript in, see the trim size of it, and then rediscuss it with you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Do you have any trim size in mind as of now?
I know how many pages are in the book. Now, you know, that's not, when you're going to finish with it, it's probably going to be less, I guess.
Okay, that depends.
Which is what I'd
put. If you have a manuscript in an 8.5 by 11, that's an A4 size page, then we need to consider our options. The standard size for any book to be published, especially when it's a nonfiction book, a historical book, then that should be in a 6 by 9 format. You know, the size of a novel, which is a little bigger than a pocketbook. So that's a discussion that we need to have sometimes later, once the manuscript has been evaluated.
I thought we were going 8.5 by 10.
Yeah.
By 11, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can go with that as well. If that is something that you specifically want, we can surely go ahead with the trim size of 8.5 by 11. That's not a problem.
That's what was talked about.
Yeah, that's what we had talked about
with Haley. Yeah.
Haley.
Okay, it's loaded up. You want to hit that?
All right. Let's see. Go ahead. So this file, Martin, right here, has the cover.
It has everything.
It has the whole, it's like the whole manuscript, right?
Yeah.
It has pictures and everything.
Everything.
Okay.
All right.
Fact.
All right, it says that it went to you guys.
Let me check. Just give me a moment.
Yeah, it has the whole book.
So, but
Haley, not Stephanie.
But you said you're going to be adding some stuff to this, or?
Yeah, I just told her I'd like to add that.
Okay. So he'll be sent. This is not the final. He'll be sending you some other pictures and thanks for it.
Okay, that sounds good to me. But this file is something that we can work with, correct?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Can you open it to see if you were able to open it?
Yes, I'm downloading it as we speak, and it's giving me the time frame of 26 seconds. So let's see.
Can I ask you about the procedures that have to be taken care of to protect it under copyright?
Yes, that is another important discussion that we need to have. As I told you guys, that it is important for Martin to have his intellectual property legally under his name. I understand that he is publishing that, he's the author, but then again, it's important to legally register your work under your name through United States Patent and Trademark Office, okay? And you also mentioned something about getting the LCCN, that is the Library of Congress control number. We can provide that to you as well.
Right.
Okay, so I actually managed to download the file, and I see the cover there. That looks good. We can work with that. How about if I use the same concept, make it more professional, and send you like two more mock-ups to select from? Would you like me to do that?
Okay. Yes, I'd like for you to do that, but I want you to keep in mind that the cover, the front cover, I want it to bleed all the way to the ends.
No border.
No border.
Okay.
And then on the back page, the back cover, there's something on the inside of the back cover or the page before, doesn't matter. There's a black picture there, and then there's a bigger blue picture there, which is the original plat for Bowie. I'd like that to stay there, but I'd like to have a light gray background behind those pictures, but not behind, but wherever there's white on the page, I want it gray.
Okay, just a suggestion, Martin. The back cover needs to be in the same color theme as the front cover. So we'll have to work with the same theme unless you specifically recommend going with a gray background on the back cover. I can show you both options. Whichever one you choose, we'll proceed with that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Send you what you think.
Okay, perfect. That sounds like a plan.
Samantha, what is the first step to make sure that Martin has his work is protected? What is the first step that we have to do?
Okay, first of all, Reggie, this is not a service that we make a profit out of. This is just to help our clients, go an additional line. Usually, what happens is that authors usually have this done on their own. If you have someone who can handle this process, you can go ahead with that. If not, we can take care of this, but that will be a premium cost. So that's the reason why I'm telling you upfront, because we have an inside man in the USPTO, the Copyright Registry, in order to process and expedite our orders. And the time frame for having the registration done is 60 working days. There's a fee that you'll be paying, which will include two ISBNs along with the imprints, barcodes, copyright of the book cover, the manuscript, and the images, of course, because there are a lot of images that are used in the manuscript. We don't want any false claims on the images, so they need to be protected as well. All right, so these are like the five things included. Along with that, this copyright bundle includes the LCCN, Library of Congress control number. That will go inside the book once we receive it, once we have it registered. So these are the seven things, and I can get you a costing for that whenever you're ready. But I believe this is like the first step. I don't want to talk about money as of now. Maybe after we send you an evaluation report, then we can move on to the next plan of action in regards to having the book registered. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are I would like that Martin's all the work he has done to be copyrighted.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering,
I have written songs in my life. I know mm-hmm. that I had to fill out paperwork and send mm-hmm. it to the Library of Congress to have my work copyrighted.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what that cost me. It wasn't much.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got a certificate that said it was in the Library of Congress. How do we protect Martin's manuscript under a Shelnuff copyright? How do you do that, and what does it cost? Or is that part of what this $4,000 that he's paying?
Let me take a look at his package and see what the package includes. And if it's included, then you
okay.
don't have to pay any additional cost. Let's go through the package. Okay, so the package is gold publication package, interior layout, book cover, full evaluation edit, formatting and proofreading, distribution and royalty setup, ebook creation and distribution, paperback distribution, optional hardcover printing and management, publishing imprint creation for authors with print-ready files, publication on 9 premium platforms. Okay, so your package has additional publishing platforms. 350 imprint creations, that is good. Publication focused editing and formatting of your manuscript based on the author's guidelines. We ensure 100% compliance, 20 free copies, marketing of previously published books and current book. All right, that is the social media marketing section. It means that we will be creating an awareness campaign of all three books on social media platforms, which are Facebook and Instagram, for 3 months. Okay, it doesn't state anywhere in regards to the copyrights being covered under the same package. So this will most probably be an additional cost. Now, confirm this with me, Reggie. Do you need all three books protected under the copyright law, or are we working on this last book only?
Right now, I would like to know this last book. It's kind of a takeoff of his others.
Mm-hmm.
This is just good ending to what he had started before. But this, I really want his book to be copyright protected.
Gotcha.
So it's just
okay.
The last book we're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So since we are working on the last book for now, Reggie, let's begin the copywriting process from this book, and then later on, once this has been established, once this book is protected, we'll look into the previous two books, okay? So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to contact my copyrights department, get you a costing, and of course I'll apply a discount on that, and I will send all of that to you guys in writing. Sounds good?
That's great. That's great.
So you have no idea at this time of what it would cost, right? You have to wait.
Yes. At this point of time, I cannot give you the exact estimated cost. Reason why, we do not sell individual copyrights. See, once you are doing the copyrights on your own, you buy the ISBN barcodes and imprints separately, you apply for the LCCN separately, and then you apply to the USPTO for the copyrights of the book cover, manuscript, and the images separately. So these are like three separate costs that we are incorporating in one copyright bundle, just for your convenience.
Okay.
Okay, we're just going to give us a price on that first before you do it, I guess.
Huh? Yeah.
Also on my three other books that
mm-hmm. –
Two of them are out of print, and the third one, I have about 150 copies left,
mm-hmm.
But they were not copyrighted. Like I told in the beginning, I had what we call a Cajun copyright.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, right.
You know, pull off. I had put it on this book, too. Just
mm-hmm.
pulled that off, that little in the circle. And just take that out completely, and we'll do what we have to do about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if you're looking to copyright the rest of the books along with this, you will have to provide me the manuscript and the book covers for those individual books. And, of course, the title and some basic information, that is like the author's name, your date of birth, date of publication, and the publisher. that you went through. That's it. And I will try to provide you a compiled package or a bundle package for all these copywriting services. Sounds good?
And you want separate just for this book, too. So
this is what we want.
We're looking at the last book, the one we're working on right now.
Yeah, that's, I'm not interested in doing it.
Don't worry about his other books right now.
Okay, all right then. Let's look at this book, the current book first, and then we will look into the previously published books later, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Very good.
Okay, perfect. All right then, guys, I'm going to let you go now, and over the weekend, Martin, if you can fill out the brief forms and send them over to me, it would be great so that the team can start working on the book from Monday onwards. The first draft that you'll be getting from the team is an evaluation report after 8 to 10 working days, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That is when we will reconnect.
Thank you, Steph.
No worries at all. Thank you so much for your time, guys, and you guys enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Okay.
All right.
See you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.